Sri Godha Stuti consists of 29 slokas on Sri Godha Devi or Andal. Sri Andal was the incarnation of Bhudevi and has a unique place in the Sri Vaishnava tradition as one of the 12 Alwars and as a divine spouse of Lord Ranganatha. Her two poetic compositions, Tiruppavai, a lyric of 30 songs, and Nachiyar Thirumuli in 143 verses, are part of the Nalayira Divya Prabandham. Under the command of Lord Ranganatha of Sri Rangam, Periyalvar dressed her in a bridal costume and brought her to the city, where she entered into the temple and became one with the Lord. Swami Sri Desikan explains Sri Andal's greatness in waving two kinds of garlands, one of songs and one of flowers, both by which she was able to bind Lord Ranganatha to pardon and bless us. Swami Sri Desikan begins with Saranagati, an act of self-surrender at the feet of Sri Andal. In several slokas, Sri Andal is compared to Sri Periyapirati, holy rivers of the land such as Saraswati, Narmada and Godavari, and finally to the Viraja Nadi at Sri Vaikundam. Swami Sri Desikan glorifies Sri Andal's marriage to Lord Ranganatha, through which Vishnu Chittar became the Lord's father-in-law. Because of this reverential relationship, he became Periyalvar. Swami Sri Desikan describes the marriage of Sri Andal and Sri Ranganatha in several verses and reasons that Sri Ranganatha is looking south because Sri Villipathur, the place of incarnation of Sri Andal, is south of Sri Rangam. Swami Sri Desikan's deep devotion to Sri Andal is revealed throughout the slokas, and he concludes by praying that all who recite these slokas should be honored by Ranganatha Divya Dampati. In accordance with tradition, these slokas have been rendered the same way that Tiruppavai is chanted. Of the 28 titles composed by Swami Sri Desikan, there are only two titles that contain introductory slokas which begin with Sri. Sri Godha Stuti is one of them.